You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Today, you can get started with prayer. All you have to do is simply ask whoever or whatever or nothing that you believe in. Ask, say that you're willing to do anything to help other people, to be of service, to be of use to other people, to do whatever you're meant to do. So it might be something like this. Insert your deity name here if you want to. Please give me the strength today, please. I'm open to doing anything to serve you, to be of service and of use and helpful to everyone in my life. I'm willing to do anything to serve the people in my life, to be a good friend, a good family member, a husband or wife, a friend, a good person, a good coworker, a good parent, a good person online. I'm willing to do anything to be of service and be useful to all of the people in my life and to all of the people on earth. Thank you. And another prayer, even if you don't want to do that one, there's a very easy prayer you can certainly say. And I like the shortest prayer I do is thank God, or thank you, God. Because I used to say GD a lot in my life. I certainly knew how to cuss God, even if I was agnostic. A lot of my life, where I didn't know if there was a God or not, I sure knew how to cuss at God. You know, GD, this traffic is ridiculous. And now I figure I can certainly take time every day consistently to say thank you, God. And the next time a near miss happens, the next time, say, you almost get in a car accident, but it doesn't happen. That someone does something that almost hurts you, but it doesn't. The next time you're reminded of your mortality, and this will probably happen today. The next time someone or something happens, you almost trip and fall. You almost drop a glass. You almost have something bad happen. Just say, thank God. Or thank you, God. Or thank you to the universe if you don't like the word God. Thank you. Just an empty thank you will work. That prayer of gratitude is very powerful. Because if you want to be in line, if you want to be in service, if you want to be the genius you already are and you're meant to be, you can do that by opening up to the universe and being grateful for how things are. I noticed when some car almost hit me before, I'd get so mad and I'd throw the GD word out there and I'd cuss the person out, flick them off, ride their ass. And now when that happens, I say thank you. Thank you for keeping this body nice and whole. Thank you for not having me be mangled in a car accident. Thank you for someone else not getting hurt from me being in a car accident with them. Thank you. I was going left a little while ago. So I was driving straight and then making a left turn at a light. I had green. There was a car sitting left right here. And I'm going here. And the car, right when I'm getting up, suddenly starts to pull out in front of me. Stopped. No reason for that to happen. And I had this brief moment where I'm like, well, this is silly. And then the car stopped right before they hit me. And I turned and I said, thank God I didn't just get in a car accident. Thank you. And most of my life, I saw someone else react to the same situation different. And this is how I would have reacted most of my life. I was driving into a shopping center. So there was a car stopped here and there was a car in front of me. And there's no stop sign for the car in front of me. So they just keep going. But this car that has a stop sign goes to pull out right in front of them. And they almost wreck. But they don't. And then the car goes around them. The passenger flicks off the car driving by and is all mad and screaming. And you can see the difference in that. The difference in giving God thanks, or giving the universe thanks for not getting hurt, versus being upset that you almost got hurt. That's the difference in genius versus not genius. Gratitude, openness, and thank you first. Being of service to the universe first. Thanking the universe whenever things go your way. And asking, please let me serve. Because here's the thing, out of the infinite possibilities of things that can happen every day. For example, there's probably some time today in some place I could go. I could leave my house at a certain time, going to a certain place, and I could get in a fatal car accident and die. There's almost definitely a very exact time and exact place I could go where that would happen. And all of the rest of the day is free and clear. I could probably drive almost anywhere else and not have much of a problem. So here's the thing. When I pray, I'm asking to have my actions guided by the universe in a way that's of service. And I'm accepting that the universe has total power over me as to which time that is. That the universe could easily put me in a position where I do leave at the wrong time and where I do get in that fatal car accident. That's not something I have any control over. Yes, I can drive. Yes, I can try and do my best to drive. When I see the power the universe has over all of the random chance things that could possibly happen in my life, it makes me get down on my knees and say, how may I help you? The same as a waiter might help you in a restaurant. How may I help you? You are paying the bill. You would like me to do something, I hope, and I will do whatever you ask me to do. When you respect that the world could literally wipe you out at any moment and not notice it. When you see that the world could carry you through anything beyond even your protests. When you hear the stories of what people have lived through. You respect that the universe has all power. And that puts me in a position to pray and serve. When something does not go well, I pray to be okay with it. When I'm in a bad mood, I say, "I help me to be of service to the people in my life. Please let me be the best husband, the best friend, the best family member I can be." That's what I do when I'm in a bad mood. And when things go my way, I say, "Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." I get down on my knees and I ask every morning, please, I'll do anything to stay sober. Help me to have the peace to know what I'm supposed to do, the wisdom to know the difference between what I'm supposed to do and all of my selfish ego motives, and the courage to go do it. Because when you know what you're supposed to do, often your mind will throw up a lot of resistance. Oh no, 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 we can't do that. We might look bad. We might not be received very well. We might get in trouble. You know, things like honestly sharing your own faults with someone. That can be really fearful, and yet it's really helpful. So prayer, you can find a way to give it a try today. Try it at least once today. Just honestly say thank you to the universe. Find something good in your life and honestly say thank you. It could be your spouse, your wife, husband, your brother, sister, your mom, dad. My dad passed away last year. If your dad's still alive, say thank you. Thank you that you have a father that's alive. Because there's all kinds of things that can happen. Even if you're estranged from your father. My father was estranged from my sisters. He didn't see them for the last 10 plus years of his life. If there's hope, even if things don't look great now, there's hope. And when you pray, miracles will happen. I've seen miracles happen for me firsthand. So say thank you. Thank you. I say thank you for having such a wonderful, loving father.
who was right there to save my life when I needed it, and who, by passing away when he did, may have saved my life. And I say thank you for that, even though my dad's not here anymore in person. I say thank you. Thank you. So I hope you can try prayer a little bit today. And I hope you can see the miracle, just a little bit of the miracle, prayer's done for me in my life.
Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now, 3 years after I filmed this course, versus the video itself. You can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course, and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Youthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here with 3 videos a day that you do here, and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise, and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing, and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join, plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Youthena, where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Youthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experience is the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week, and I've got a partners only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing, with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. In addition to Facebook and YouTube, why not join us on my website and on Twitter while you're at it? I think you will love following me on Twitter, because Twitter, you get one place where you've got everything. You've got blog posts, podcasts, YouTube videos, gaming streams, all the stuff's in one spot for you. I think you might love following me on Twitter. Also, while I'm at it, I'll just ask for a few more things too.